the Gospel Hour, making known to this nation the gospel of Jesus Christ. Stay tuned for today's message that was preached and recorded by the founder of the Gospel Hour, Evangelist Dr. Oliver B. Green.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gospel Hour. I'm David Green, director of the Gospel Hour, inviting you to stay tuned with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you a great old revival song today and continue with our very important study of Bible doctrine as preached and taught by my late father, Dr. Oliver B. Green. Today, continuing to discuss the doctrine of salvation. And we'll get to that in just a moment, but I want to mention that every once in a while, somebody will write or call and say, can I designate a donation just for missions? Well, certainly you can do so, and we will honor your request. But I also want to let you know that a portion of every donation you make goes to missions here at the Gospel Hour. My dad always supported missions, and we continue that. Well, right now, let's hear Nothing But the Blood of Jesus, and then Dr. Green.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my hope and peace, nothing but the blood of Jesus. This is all my righteousness, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the the cleansing power. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you daily walking by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Aside the garments that are stained with sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
And now, here with our message, Oliver B. Green.
Lead us, our Heavenly Father, as we study today, honor thy precious word, and save precious souls today to the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we are studying the doctrine that is Bible doctrine and salvation. What does the Bible teach about salvation? By way of review, I said the word salvation is used 44 times in the New Testament, 5 times in Luke, 1 time in John, 5 in Acts, 4 in Romans, 5 in 2 Corinthians, 2 in Ephesians, 3 in Philippians, 2 in 1 Timothy 1, 2 Timothy 1, 2 Thessalonians, 1 in Titus, 6 in Hebrews, 6 times in Hebrews, 3 times in 1 Peter, 1 time in 2 Peter, 1 time in Jude, and 3 times in Revelation. Now, we're studying in 2 Corinthians, and of course, I read the last one there on the last broadcast in the series, 7:10, 2 Corinthians 7:10. Now today we read Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 13, in whom? Now, the last word in verse 12 is Christ. In Christ. In whom, that is Christ, ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth. You know, if I, in this series, now, we may not have so many saved. We are having souls saved. We've heard from people who've been saved through the radio. That is the message on the radio. We get letters every day from the soul-winning books. There's never a day that we do not get testimonies from people saved through the written word, but we're having souls saved. But if we do not have very many saved through this series on Bible doctrine and salvation, if I can get you who are saved established in this truth, then our time will be well spent. What are you talking about, preacher? In whom ye also trusted. You trusted in Christ after. When did you trust? After ye heard the word of truth. You trusted after you heard. Now, that's the reason I urge and urge and urge and keep on urging every day. Every day, 7 days a week, and I've been doing it for months. And as long as the Lord saves souls, as he is saving them now, I'll keep on doing it daily. I'm talking about emphasizing the soul-winning books. Get them out, mail them out, give them, and get them into the hands of people. Why? Because you can't be saved until you hear the gospel. And these little soul-winning books are 98% gospel. I mean by that, we have scripture after scripture after scripture in the soul-winning books. Now, you can't trust in Jesus. You cannot be saved until you hear the word of truth. We are saved by God's grace, and grace becomes ours by faith, and faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, dearly beloved, if you are saved, you are saved because sometime, somewhere in the past, you heard the word of God, either in a church, on radio, you read it in the Bible. Now, one dear person wrote me a letter and said, Brother Green, I don't care for any of your soul-winning books. I use the word of God only. Well, now that's fine. That's marvelous. But I can't, and you can't either. You can't mail New Testaments, and you can't mail Bibles to thousands of people. But these little books that we prepare, you can mail them because they are so inexpensive. You get so many for a dollar, and you can send them and put them, and they have the word of God. Now let me tell you, friends, the word of God is the power of God. If it's in the Bible, I'm talking about the book, the Bible. If it's in a sermon book, if it's in a commentary, if it's in a tract, if it's on a signboard, and one day Jesus wrote with his finger on the ground, and a woman, a poor, lost woman, was gloriously saved. You know what I'm talking about. In John, the woman taken in adultery, Jesus wrote on the ground, and whatever he wrote on the ground, whatever he wrote on the ground with his finger, the woman saw it, she read it, and she believed, and she was saved. Now, the Word of God is the power of God and salvation on a signboard, on a piece of paper, in the Bible, on the ground, wherever. You trusted, Paul said, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. You heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after ye believed, now see, trusted, believed, word, gospel, see, that's it, the gospel. Sometimes I sit down and I take stock of my ministry. I do. Beloved, I know that a grave responsibility rests upon me. I know that God has given me a glorious privilege and a glorious opportunity to speak on the gospel hour, but the responsibility is so grave. 7 days a week. Not on all stations, but many stations, 7 days a week. Others, 6 days a week. Some, 5 days a week. I come and I read and I preach, and millions hear the program in the course of a week. Millions listen. Now, I'll give an account to God. I will give an account to Almighty God for this ministry. God gave me this ministry, and if I'm not faithful, I'll suffer for it. People will be lost, and I'll pay at the judgment. Now, I'll suffer loss. Now, the reason I'm saying that, sometimes I say, well, maybe I do spend too long on a verse of Scripture. Maybe I do spend too long on a book, a year, for instance, on Romans. A year, over a year on Revelation the last time, and over a year on Matthew. Maybe I do spend a long, long time. But listen, brother, it's that daily hammering. What do you mean hammering? Jeremiah said, my word is not my word like a hammer. Talking about the word of God. Is not my word like a hammer. Now, you keep on pounding. Now, I could give you testimony after testimony. People who have been saved, when they first heard the gospel hour, they thought I was the biggest joke they had ever heard. That's right. They've written, I have the letters. And then they would come back to hear some more of the joke. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. And I don't care, bless your heart. You just keep on listening. You may listen to criticize. You may listen to make fun. You may listen for various reasons, but you keep on listening. I'll guarantee you, if you'll just keep on listening, the Word of God is dynamite. Now, I mean it. The Word of God is dynamite. So you heard the Word. You heard the gospel. You trusted. You believed. And when you heard the word and heard the gospel and trusted and believed, ye were sealed. Hallelujah. Ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest. Now that word earnest means guarantee. The Greek word could have been translated right here, guarantee. This is an old English word. Which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, under the praise of his glory. Now, we are redeemed by the blood, and we are purchased by the blood, and one day we will be caught up to meet Jesus, and our salvation will be complete. Now, what do I mean by that? I explained some time ago in the series, we are redeemed instantaneously, but salvation is progressive. We are saved day by day through his power. Kept, saved, delivered through his power. We are saved from wrath and from the pitfalls of the devil. And one day we'll be saved from the very presence of sin and caught up to meet Jesus in the clouds in the air, and we'll be in the presence of Jesus. Now, salvation is progressive. Redemption is just the beginning. We are redeemed. We are just as much or just as fully a child of God a second after we are saved as we'll ever be. But we salvation grows. I'm going to read a verse probably today. Work out your own salvation. Some of you, I'm sure, have been waiting for that one. I'll read it. Now then, we have the earnest or the guarantee of our inheritance. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit of promise, we are sealed, and He is the guarantee. Now this happens when we trust, but we must hear the word first, the word of truth, the gospel of salvation. And the gospel of salvation is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus according to the scriptures. Now I'm reading in Ephesians 6:17, and this is the second time that the word is used in Ephesians. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now notice this, the helmet and the sword. Now of course, in this sixth chapter, verse 12, Paul reminds us that we have foes, and they are powerful. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore. Watch this. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Now there's the word, truth. Having on the breastplate of righteousness and feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. There's the word, the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, and faith comes by the word, wherewith we are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The helmet of salvation and the sword go together, and the sword is the word of God. Let me show you something. We must be born again. Jesus said in John 3, you must be born again. Peter said, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word. 1 Peter 1:23. In James 1:18 and also 1:21, we read, of his own will begat he us with the word. Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. Word, the word, the word. Jesus said, he that heareth my word, not he that gets religion, joins a church and is baptized and lives a good life. No, no. He that heareth my word, he that heareth my word, believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Hearing the word, hearing the word. So, the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. Now, in Philippians, we read in chapter 1, verse 19 is the first time salvation is mentioned. Here it is. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation through your prayer and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Now, of course, Paul, here in writing to the Philippians, is declaring to these precious believers the joy and victory in suffering. And we have victory over suffering and joy in. And of course, he knew that eventually he would seal his testimony with his blood. For I know that this shall turn to my salvation. Now, in verse 28, and is nothing and in nothing terrified by your adversary. All of this is about the foe of the believer and persecution, which is to them an evident token of perdition. That is, they are headed to perdition, but to you of salvation, and that of God. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake, having the same conflict which ye saw in me, and now here to be in me. Now Paul said, you will suffer when you follow Christ, but your suffering is part of your salvation. Now, your adversaries will suffer in perdition or in hell. That is, they'll suffer the pangs of hell. You suffer here. And if you live godly, you will suffer. But you'll reign. And the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Now, here's that verse. And I don't know that I'll finish with it today. I may, and I may not have time to finish. This is Philippians 2:12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, now as in my presence only, or rather not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Now he said, you're faithful. You have, beloved, you have always obeyed, not only when I'm with you, not only when I'm there in Philippi, not only when I'm in the church with you, but while I'm away, you are even more dedicated than when I'm there, but now much more in my absence. Now listen, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the what? Holding forth what? The word. Holding forth the word of life. That I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I may have run, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Now he said, I want you who are in Philippi to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Now, he didn't say work for your salvation. Not for, but work out. You can't work out your salvation until you possess your individual salvation by faith, and then you work out. You work the works that God works in you and through you. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Now we are to be blameless, we are to be harmless, we are lights in a world that is crooked and perverse, and we are to hold forth the word of life. Now, work out your own salvation, not work for. You can't work for salvation, but you can work out your salvation after you possess salvation by faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, honor thy precious word, the shed blood and the name of Jesus, and save precious lost souls today. We ask it for his sake. Amen.
Friends, this is David Green once again. And before we close today, I do want to remind you about our gift offer, R. Now, we have been talking about this offer for a couple of weeks, and this is the final week that I will be talking about Gift Offer R. You may order it for several more weeks to come, but please write down the information now. If you can't, go ahead and order it today, because I know that you will want to take advantage of this offer. Now, we like to put thought into our offers and put them around a theme or something, and that's what I've done here because, as you know, in our Monday through Friday broadcast, we're studying Bible doctrine. We have recently finished studying the doctrine of sin. Now we're looking at the doctrine of salvation, and I thought about that in putting this offer together. It contains two books, one by my dad, one by my mom, and two messages preached to a live audience by Dr. Green. And it's all available to you in return for your donation to the Gospel Hour in the amount of $20 or more. Please send more if you can. Your gifts are needed each and every day. So if you can send $25, $30, $50 or even more, I urge you to do so. You will be blessed for your donation. But if you can send a donation of at least $20 and ask for gift offer R, I'm going to send you first a book by my dad entitled Our Great Salvation. It has that title message and six other messages, 126 pages long. It is a hardback book. Then we have a book by my mother entitled Everlasting Life, 104 pages long. This is also a hardback book. It contains another short but very, very interesting and powerful sermon, The Sin Unto Death. The Sin Unto Death. It is not the unpardonable sin, so you need to read this sermon and learn more about it. Then we have a very interesting message by my dad, preached at the Tabernacle Baptist Church in December 1974. It's a message on hell. Now, it was preached, like I said, as part of the service, and the music part ran a little bit long, so the message did not quite finish, but it was at the very end, and that's why we decided to make it available to you. A great, powerful message. Finally, The Other Side of the Door, a message my dad preached in the big green tent. So to get all of this great material, just ask for gift offer R and send your gift of at least $20. Here's how to make your donation.
Friends, to order this week's gift offer or to contribute to this ministry, write to us at the Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 2024, that's 2024, Greenville, South Carolina, 29602. Or call us toll-free Monday through Friday between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time at 1-800-745-0324. That's 1-800-745-0324. You may use your Visa, Discover, or MasterCard anytime you write or when you call. You can also place your order online 24 hours a day by visiting our website at www.thegospelhour.org. Here also you may order other materials available through this ministry. To receive an audio CD of today's message, be sure to give us today's date and enclose a gift of at least $5 to cover the cost of production and handling.
Friends, this is David Green again. On behalf of myself and the entire Gospel Hour family, I want to thank you for tuning in to the program today. I hope you received a blessing today and will tune in again each and every time you can. And so, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you in His will.